to, like, move on with your life. Like, last night, I read this post, and it was, like, this doctor, I forget her name, but she had a glass, and she was, like, how much, like, do you think this glass weighs? And everyone answered from, like, 8 ounces to, like, 20 ounces. And she's like, well, it depends on how long you hold it. If you hold it for a couple minutes, it feels light. If you hold it for a couple hours, your arm will ache. And if you hold it for, like, a couple weeks or days, your arm will feel numb. And it will be, like, really, like, dumbstruck. And she's like, well, this glass is, like, your feelings towards other people are, like, negative feelings. Like, at one point, you have to just let them go. Otherwise, they'll become heavier and heavier and they'll burden you. And I thought it was true. You can have 150 million internal problems, and if you don't say one peep, no one will ever understand. Or even if you do sit there and talk about all your problems to whoever you're closest to, you're never going to fully understand because they're not in your shoes.
I asked Amira if there was a time that she crossed a boundary, and she told me about a time that she was bullying a friend.
Well, we had a group of friends, and there was this African girl named Benatar, and she was mean, too, but, like, my group of friends used to, like, spark, like, confrontations with her, and she would be, like, cursing us out, and the teacher wouldn't understand because she had, like, a heavy African accent. So she'd be, like, using all these curse words. But, like, my friend Samir, he would, like, call her, like, black or whatever. But she, like, always, like, sat there and took it until one day where she was, like, da, 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 like, start going off. But usually I would just sit there and laugh with him because it was funny. But, I mean, it still is funny today, but I still wouldn't, like, go back there. I would go back and be like, yo, chill. Like, back then, I'd be, like, soft-spoken and, like, don't say much. Don't really stand firmly for what I believe in. And, like, now, I'm, like, more outspoken and everything.
There are many effects to crossing boundaries,
including losing one of the girls I considered my best friend or whatever. So, it, like, changed me into a whole different person. Now, like, when I see something I don't like, I speak on it, like, right then and there. And I don't beat around the bush. I tell someone, like, if you don't like them, you don't like them. And I don't condone, like, fakeness or anything like that.
What do you think is crossing a boundary?
Maybe, like, striking that string that no one else has really touched before. Alright, so last year in crew practice, this girl named Madison, she's like really arrogant and obnoxious and cocky and everything. But she's still a good person. But she really talks a lot and she always sings. She has like false confidence, I would say. Not like bashing her or anything, but just being truthful. And a lot of girls from the crew team noticed it. And one day while we were spinning for warm-ups, getting ready to go in the water, she was, like, sitting there getting bashed by everyone and everyone, ganging up on her. They were just like, oh, Madison, like, shut up. Like, you're so cocky, blah, 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 blah. And, like, just, like, going in on her. So I stopped. I'm like, all right, guys, like, that's enough. And, like, everybody got quiet. I don't know. I think I put on, like, a firmer voice, maybe. But, like, it was, like, instantaneous. Like I said, be quiet, and they were quiet. I feel like that bull.
I asked Amira about herself to see how that could conflict with what she thought was crossing a boundary.
I'm a strong believer in, like, logic, and some of my friends believe in emotion over logic, and they, like, follow their heart and everything like that, and they know, they're like, oh, like, I don't care what anyone thinks. I believe in my heart that blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. So,
are you talking about me?
Maybe.
Okay.
So when I try to be loyal, I try to give them the best advice that I can. But I'm also sitting there like, oh my gosh, like, why are you doing this? Because it's not smart. There was a situation, okay, so there were plans for a movie, and the person that I was supposed to go with, they didn't confirm the plans, so I thought we weren't going anymore, so I went out with my family that day, and that person texted me, and I was playing around too much, and I guess I hurt their feelings, and later on I texted them, and things weren't going too well, so we just stopped talking for like a week. And I really wanted to talk to them, not gonna lie, but I was just like, no, because that person's blaming me for what happened, and it wasn't completely my fault. Like, we were both in the wrong. So, I stuck it out and held my head high because I'm not folding.
Crossing a boundary could count as disrespect. Has anybody ever disrespected you?
Not really directly disrespected me, but I felt hostility towards me from this one girl in my class. It was freshman year, and I walked in, and they were talking about One Direction, and they know I like One Direction. They were talking to me, and I made a joke, and everyone's laughing, and then this one girl named Chrissy made a joke, and I started laughing, and the one girl, we'll call her M. So M, she's just like laughing. Then I start laughing and she stops and she glares at me. And I like look at her, cock my head, like, what's up? And she didn't do anything. And she like rolled her eyes and everything. And then my patience was put to the test last semester, sophomore year, when we have a theology class together and I got placed like sitting right next to her. And I was like banging my head to the desk, but we were in theology class, so I'm like, all right, I need Jesus, stay with me, I need to stay strong. And I was just like, all right, gonna put freshman year behind us. And she's like, all right, person, but her voice is really annoying.
What's the most recent time where you felt like somebody crossed your boundary?
This summer when I lost my old best friend. It was just like, for the longest time, I thought we were like the coolest people. Like, we were like the same. And then like we got to high school. We were supposed to go to the same high school, but like that didn't work. So I went to my school, she went to her school, and then we like became distant. And she got another friend. And this summer when her other friend wasn't there for her, she expected me to be there, and I'm just like, I am not your, like, plan B. Like, if we're going to be friends, we're going to be friends. And she blamed me for not being there for her or whatever. And I'm like, there for you for what? She's like, oh, like, we only saw each other, like, twice a summer, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay, like, you can make plans with me, too. But this is, I feel like it's all because her other friend was out doing her, and she didn't have anyone to be with, so she decided to come back to me, and I'm just like, I wasn't feeling it. So, then we got into this huge, like, I'm just like, alright, I text her trying to be nice, like, okay, like, blah, 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 like, I think we should just, like, not try to be as close as we are now, because you're putting stress into my life that I don't need, and it doesn't make sense. So I'm just like, can you chill? Like, I'm always going to be here for you and I will still love you, blah, blah, blah. But I just feel like you bringing extra stress into my life is not helping anybody, like either of us. So she just went to this whole thing and it was just like, I can't believe it's happening. And I'm like, all right, like, it's no need not to believe, like, I'm serious. And she took it as sarcasm. And I'm just like, all right, like, I don't have to explain myself to you, so you take it how you take it. So then we got into this whole big argument. She was saying all this stuff I never thought would come out of her mouth. And it's just like, wow, like, you really can trust nobody. Like, I thought this girl was, like, my best friend. Like, can't be replaced best friend.
It seems as though people could cross boundaries, whether it's relationship-wise, friendship-wise, school-wise, and etc. What my friend Amira has touched on is how crossing boundaries can make you into a better person almost, which is something we all need to learn.